He did not know for a long time that it was a bay, but indulged the hope that he had discovered what he had so long sought, a passage by the northwest to China. Indeed, the extent of its surface amply justified this expectation, since, with the exception of the Mediterranean, it is the largest inland sea in the world. Here he was obliged to pass the winter. It is impossible to describe the hardships which the men endured. Notwithstanding all the birds, fishes, and animals serviceable for food which they could succeed in catching, they were always in dread of starvation. When the ice broke up, Hudson prepared for the homeward voyage. The last ration of bread was dealt out to the crew on the day of their setting sail. A report that their commander had concealed a quantity of bread for his own use was readily believed by his famishing men, and mutiny broke out. Having put their captain, together with the sick and the frost-maimed, into the shallop, the crew cast the boat adrift with its hapless freight, and stood out to sea. Doubtless, Hudson and his miserable companions found a grave in the great inland sea, which he had discovered, for the boat was never seen or heard of more. 2 days after the mutineers had sailed, they encountered a violent storm, and for 14 days were in the greatest danger from the ice. That storm was probably fatal to their intrepid commander and his forlorn party, who may thus have escaped a still more terrible death from wanton exposure. Just retribution overtook the guilty mutineers. Not one of the ringleaders lived to reach the land, and the rest gained the shore only after suffering the most awful extremities of famine. None of them were ever brought to trial for their misdeeds, probably because those who were deepest in guilt had already paid the penalty of their crime. 60 years after the death of Hudson, a company was formed in London under the direction of Prince Rupert, for the purpose of prosecuting the fur trade in the region surrounding Hudson Bay.